Dax Fried hit the button on his steering wheel to take the incoming call from his boss at Black Defense International. He'd just gotten off a plane from London. It had been a whirlwind assignment to meet with an informant and crack a security system on a computer, but he'd gotten the info and passed it to the appropriate agencies. Now he could use a shower and about 12 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Still, when the boss called, you answered. "What's up?"
"Sorry to hit you with this now,"
Ian Black replied,
"but I just got a call from Daphne Linden at Spring Books. It's time."
Dax groaned. Just what he'd wanted. Not. He'd been reading Roberta Sharpe's steamy romance novels for the past month. Ian had assigned him the books because she'd been getting death threats over her latest, which had only been out about 6 weeks. Up to now, Ms. Sharpe had been resisting her publisher's efforts to provide her with a bodyguard. Since the threats had mostly been of the angry email variety, he'd understood. Clearly, something had changed her mind.
"What happened?" "Someone broke into Ms. Sharpe's house and left a photo of her in a coffin, along with a note that said she was going to die soon."
Dax blinked. "Well, that's kind of sick."
"Definitely. Look, I know this seems pretty mundane compared to what you've just done in London, but you're the man I want for this one."
Dax snorted.
"Why? Because I've read all about Damien LeBeau and Velvet Asbury, thanks to you making me?"
Ian laughed.
"Good enough reason.
I'm telling you, Ian, she really stepped in it with this last book. It's no wonder her fans are pissed off." He wasn't exactly a romance reader, but he'd done the reading as ordered. Damien and Velvet's romance had seemed legendary, not to mention steamy as hell, for 5 books. And then wham, Roberta Sharpe dropped a bomb and blew it all to hell.
"Apparently. I'm texting you the address. Get out there as soon as you can."
Dax sighed.
"Oh, hell, I was looking forward to a few hours sleep."
"Sorry."
"You sure you can't send someone else?"
"Yep."
"What about Jared? He loves to read."
Dax's teammate read huge tomes, not romance novels, but reading was reading. Besides, Jared's mother had been a big romance fan, and Jared still had the books she'd gotten signed by her favorite authors. Surely that would give him and Roberta Sharpe something to talk about.
"Jared isn't single."
"What's that got to do with it?"
"Miss Sharpe is scheduled to speak at a conference in Las Vegas in a few days, then embark on a 10-city tour. Daphne thinks that if Roberta is seen with a new boyfriend, it might take some of the heat off her personal life and how it relates to her writing."
Dax could feel his jaw slipping open.
"Jesus, Ian. She broke up the relationship she's been writing about over 6 books. Years worth of stories that people are invested in. What the hell will having a new boyfriend do to fix that? She's already disappointed her fans."
"I know. I've said the same to Daphne, but she doesn't want the protection angle to be obvious. Daphne would rather she be seen with a boyfriend than a bodyguard. Makes it less intimidating for the fans. I'll be sending Finn McDermott and Jamie Hayes along for the conference and tour. They'll join you in Vegas and blend with the crowd so they can keep an eye on things there."
Dax grumbled.
He liked and trusted Finn and Jamie, so that part was good. It was the boyfriend part he wasn't fond of. He preferred the kind of ops where they hunted dangerous people, terrorists, traffickers, drug dealers, dictators, etc., and stopped them from hurting others. But high-profile protection was the cover story for Ian's real operation, and Roberta Sharpe was the kind of client they took on for that side of the business, someone with deep pockets and a need for personal security.
"If you think it's the best way to do this, I won't argue." "I think it'll be easier on the client. According to Daphne, she's skittish around people. You'll be able to help her deal with others if you're acting as her companion."
Dax let out a resigned sigh.
"I have to stop at home so I can pick up more clothing and grab my weapons. Do you have any further info? A copy of the photo and note?"
"Not yet. I'll send those when I get them. She's expecting you."
"Great." He'd really been looking forward to sleeping in his own bed for a change.
"Cheer up, Dax. It could always be worse."
"Such as?"
"You could be crammed into a hot van by a wharf in Mexico with Rascal instead of installed in a famous romance author's guest room."
Okay, that was definitely worse.